Enterprise Management 360, your main source for tech news, analysis, podcasts, and videos for the enterprise.
Hello, and welcome to the EM360 podcast, where we have a weekly conversation with people who are impacting the enterprise tech landscape. My name is George Firikan, a passionate advocate for the importance of data. Today, I'm joined by Sumit Pal, Strategic Technology Director at Ontotext, to discuss knowledge graphs and their advantages. Welcome, Sumit.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Nice to be here.
Likewise. For our listeners who might be new to the concept, could you explain what a knowledge graph is?
Sure. A knowledge graph sort of represents the knowledge domain as a semantic network, which represents entities that are interlinked through relationships. And these entities, you can think of them as corresponding to people, organizations, objects, maybe events, and more so concepts. So knowledge graph provides this structure and an interface to your data and enables creation or enables sort of a virtual data layer on top of your existing data sources to link them all together. So sort of knowledge graphs, you can think of as a conceptual way of aggregating your data. That's a short and a quick way to introduce it, I guess.
So to oversimplify it, I'm thinking it's as if, let's say I'm at a party where everybody is connecting to each other, but I don't know those connections. And the knowledge graph is giving me with this map on not just who is who, but also their connections throughout each other.
That's right. A lot of people do sort of conflate graphs with knowledge graphs. And the example that you gave sort of, graphs help you to connect. So we use graphs and knowledge graphs every day, almost everywhere without realizing. For example, the whole social media is a graph of connected people, right? Sometimes organization. The whole internet is again a graph of connected servers that are passing data between each other through the networks. Even the supply chain, from suppliers all the way through the consumers, is going through all connections. And even the GPS that we use every day under the cover uses graphs. And also we use knowledge graphs in the sense that whenever you do a search in your search engine, especially let's say Google or Microsoft's Bing, they use knowledge graphs because now they are trying to give you answers that are more conceptual rather than just based on keywords. So when you, for example, search in Google for, let's say, Albert Einstein, you will on the right-hand side get a lot of information about him, place he was born, the place he studied, the kind of things he did, and that all comes from Google's knowledge graph. And there are a lot of Fortune 500 companies today who use knowledge graphs because of their power to link different concepts and give you more relevant answers. Companies like JP Morgan Chase, Thomson Reuters, eBay, even LinkedIn has its own knowledge graph. Even NASA and BBC have their own knowledge graphs.
So I can see how critical they are, and they really have a diverse set of applications across different industries here. And thank you so much for sharing that. And I wonder, how does Ontotext contribute to creating and utilizing knowledge graphs? And what advantages do knowledge graphs offer in terms of effectively organizing and leveraging information?
Sure. Ontotext is a company that's been in existence since about 2002, about 20, 24 years. And Ontotext builds what is called as a graph database. There are two types of graph models, LPG, which is labeled property graphs, and RDF graphs, which are resource description frameworks. We build graphs which are based on RDF, the latter, which help to link the data semantically. Ontotext also provides platform to integrate data across the variety, diverse data across heterogeneous data sources for doing ETL, for doing data cleaning. And Ontotext enables organizations to build knowledge graphs faster, cheaper, and makes it much more optimized. And the RDF framework on which our graph engine is based is based on open standards. It's based on W3 standards that provides organizations to connect their data in a more interoperable way. OntoText provides knowledge graphs across a variety of domains like life science, finance, publishing industry, the energy and the manufacturing industry as well. And OntoText also partners with a lot of other vendors who help to build end-to-end solutions, end-to-end knowledge graphs from a technology perspective, from a consulting and from a solutions perspective.
So can you provide some notable case studies showcasing the implementations and benefits of OntoText solutions for its customers across these various industries?
Yes, absolutely. So let's take one example, which is more in the life science space. In the life science space, knowledge graphs, pharma is one of the most active adopters of knowledge graphs. Knowledge graphs in the pharma industry help to standardize the medical terminology, which is, mapping data from different ontologies, different taxonomies. And knowledge graphs help to manage that medical data from various sources in a more coherent way. Now, OntoText helps build these life science specific, semantically annotated knowledge coming from the corpora of scientific literature. OntoText also enables pharma and biotech companies to gain about 10x times efficient insight discovery from the huge corpora of literature that's available in the pharma industry. About 4 to 5 times, faster information retrieval with visuals, analytics, which can result in huge cost savings for most pharma companies. We also have in-house expertise in use cases, which needs things like deep analysis of content structure, information extraction from unstructured data, like, for example, regulatory documents, technical manuals, and build this semantically enriched knowledge graph from it. OntoText also provides what is called as a linked life data platform that can efficiently use advanced algorithms to understand the relationships between biomedical objects and explore these relationships and provide relevant answers to different use cases. We have also seen a lot of the biopharma companies leverage OntoText's capabilities to quickly and efficiently build drugs, very highly used in our drug development, drug discovery, with data-driven testing of hypothesis. Organizations also help to identify, different drug candidates with OntoText's knowledge graph. OntoText has also developed methods for gene-to-disease link prediction that helps these pharma companies to hone in and focus their research areas where it's most relevant to find the right kind of answers. And that helps to speed up drug development by leveraging the connected network of the humongous amount of facts we know about genes, proteins, and diseases from different reference data sources, from different ontologies in the scientific literature. So those, in short, would be how I would say OntoText helps in the life science industry. Now, going to the finance industry, right? We also have very well-known customers in the finance industry. And the finance industry is also highly data-driven. Knowledge graphs enables analysis of enterprise assets as a connected inventory for helping a lot of these financial institutions enhance their investment decisions by extracting and analyzing a lot of unstructured data from market, from company intelligence. OntoText also helps financial organizations integrate data across these variety of data sources and creates a hub for sort of a federated management of a lot of these data sets. Just like the life science side of things, OntoText has also created a connected inventory that sort of enables these financial institutes to integrate meaningful, correct, and trusted, accessible information in the knowledge graph. This brings many business benefits to a lot of financial organizations, from identifying risks, enhancing operational resiliency, and enables sort of proactive risk management, you know, reducing risk response, incident response times, for example. A lot of financial institutions also grapple with things around sanctions. And OntoText has developed sanction solutions for enterprises, for financial organizations to do reconciliation and data quality checks, as well as identifying the risk signals from the entities. OntoText has sort of a tagging and recommendation capabilities to enable better asset management and reduce operational costs with high quality tagging and quality with respect to KPIs coming from a lot of these unstructured data sets. With GraphDB, which is our flagship product, organizations can load this well-known ontology called FIBO to GraphDB easily and experiment it with different profiles, comprehend the structures, and can do things like similarity index matching to help facilitate alignment of the FIBO ontology with other industry regulatory vocabularies. So these are some of the areas where OntoText can help the financial industry. There are a lot of other use cases as well.
That's fascinating. Thanks so much for sharing that. It sounds like knowledge graphs are really making the world become better, and we're all grateful for it. So with the rise of AI and machine learning, I wonder, how does integrating AI technologies within knowledge graphs really contribute to enhancing decision-making capabilities? And if you can please also answer from the point of view of OntoText offerings as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good question, a very relevant question in today's world where everyone blindly chasing sort of Gen AI and LLM capabilities. So yeah, I'll focus on the specific areas around which OntoText is doing a lot of work, especially cutting edge research work in terms of integrating with LLMs. So OntoText's graph database now has capability where you can talk to your graph, where we leverage LLMs to express your queries that you want from the knowledge graph with natural language. We translate those queries into the graph query language, which is called Sparkle, and then we query the graph and return the answers also in a natural language way. This helps a lot of organizations in the adoption part, where there is a learning curve associated with Sparkle, but now with the natural language query integration, that is sort of overcome. Now, we all know LLMs hallucinate, or they also do not give you the source from which you can get the, from which it gets its answers. Our integration with this capability of talk to your graph, we provide what is called as provenance, where the answers that you're getting from the query is linked directly to the source from which we are getting the answers. Or in most cases, especially for enterprises where they are leveraging their own knowledge graphs, it tells you the subgraph or the location in the graph from where your answers comes. The other aspect we do with LLMs is around explainability, where a lot of times, you know, pre-written Sparkle queries are difficult to understand for persons who are onboarding onto graphs. We help them understand those Sparkle queries in English. So we help in generating Sparkle queries. We help in understanding the existing Sparkle queries. We also integrate within Sparkle, we integrate with the ChatGPT API, whereby you can also provide prompts. And within the prompts, you can give a portion of an ontology or a new ontology and leverage LLMs to build the knowledge graphs for you. Very recently, we also did something very unique, which is called as advanced entity linking, where we have done what is called as common English language entity linking that allows OntoText's capabilities to tag mentions of people, organizations, and locations to the Wikidata, which is the biggest global public knowledge graph, which has about more than 100 million entities. This streamlines information extraction from text and enrichment of the knowledge graphs. So those are some of the capabilities that we have integrated, and there is a lot more to come in terms of our integration with the LLM capabilities. So overall, you know, OntoText products and services streamlines also the capabilities of adopting graph RAG patterns to create possibilities of building chatbots and information extraction.
Wow. And it, to me, it sounds like OntoText is really making it easier for organizations to harness that power that knowledge graphs are providing. So for those that are wanting to implement knowledge graphs, what advice and key takeaways would you like to provide to them?
Sure. Even before we go to the knowledge graph aspects, right, one of the things I have routinely noticed, especially when I used to be an analyst at Gartner, is a lot of organizations tend to shy away from semantics. Now, in this rapidly changing technology landscape, organizations need to rethink their strategies for an for sort of an accelerated future. And a lot of organized, it's not just about data, but data and knowledge, in my understanding, is the linchpin to success. Data is very abundant in current architectures. Knowledge is not. And AI has shown us that, you know, yes, data is important, but just with plain data, even LLMs get into hallucinations. We cannot really trust LLMs to give us correct results all the time. And that's why our CEO, about 6-8 months back, when we were looking to integrate with knowledge graphs, he made this comment that if you are looking to use LLMs in a data management practice, you should get a liability insurance. Now, the other part is, before adopting knowledge graphs, is we should be asking, why do a lot of the data lake implementations fail? We have also seen, as from a study that McKinsey and IDC did a survey where they found out about 30% of the time by most employees in large organizations, they spend the time in finding data. Data findability is becoming a huge challenge. And that is where the semantics and the contextual aspects of data become very important, which a lot of organizations have sort of ignored in their rush to adopt the latest and the greatest technology. Now, in order to build knowledge graphs, organizations should not only should also think from a top-down perspective and not just a bottom-up perspective. They need to think about building a center of excellence to leverage knowledge graphs effectively, which is sort of a strategic initiative that focuses on adoption of semantic standards across the enterprise. And the goal of this COE effort is to establish best practices, implement governance, and provide expertise in the use of these knowledge graphs, which sort of also becomes the hub of graph activities within the organization. Now, the main characteristics of a graph center of excellence for an organization is for the organization to systematically identify, you know, the top few use cases for the for their particular business domain and prioritize them based on their key initiatives and objectives. The COE effort should also have C-suite sponsorship with broad consensus across the C-suite that this is a strategic initiative for the better data management practices in the organization. And that should be effectively communicated and even evangelized across the organization to overcome organizational inertia. And then to form the key technical data and solution architecture skills, with skills like ontologists, have semantic engineers, data architects, domain experts, work on those prioritized use cases. Learn from the industry best practices. Leverage, for example, there are a lot of publicly available knowledge graphs. There are a lot of publicly available ontologies. Those can be reused. And the idea is to start small and get incremental wins and demonstrate the value of knowledge graphs with a foundational semantic layer, which is reusable across the organization. So at a high level, that is how I would summarize how organizations should go about looking for knowledge to leverage capabilities of knowledge graphs and then building a center of excellence around it.
Thank you so much, Sumit. Thank you so much for explaining what knowledge graphs are, why organizations should really invest into them, and how they should do it so they could harness all that power that they bring. So again, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you coming on.
Yep, thank you. Thank you, George. Thank you very much.
And thank you everyone for listening. We hope you took a lot away from today's podcast. For further information on what we've talked about, please head over to ontotext.com. We'll be back next week with another episode in our podcast series. Until then, make sure you subscribe to this podcast on all major platforms. Follow the conversation on our socials at EM360 Tech, on Twitter, and on LinkedIn. And for more great daily content, head over to em360tech.com.